Put on your caveman blue because it's time for the Caveman Corner, where we talk football with the young men and their coaches who carry their colors on the gridiron every Friday night. It's all brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza. Now let's head to the Beacon Drive Abby's with Chuck Benson.
Ah, thank you. Welcome, everybody, to the Beacon Drive Abby's Pizza. Have we got some pizza for you tonight here at the Caveman Corner? Listen, folks, it's November. That means we've got a brand new special for you. $26.99 gets you the big one, the giant one, and this will feed some football players. And it's the triple topper. If you like meats, guys, this is it. It's got ground beef and Canadian bacon and pepperoni, and it's just covered. And they're about to deliver one of those out here to us shortly. So let's see. Just a couple of little notes here. We're through the regular season, but we're planning on having some more of these Caveman Corners for every playoff game that we make. We'll have at least one more at the end. So we're hoping for, let's see, about five more.
At least four.
Well, we have one at the end, too, when it's all over. So that's five, right? Yep. And that means we're champions. Welcome to the microphone, 2KAJO Radio. Jamison Davis, assistant coach for head coach Bay. Jamison, welcome. Glad to have you here with us tonight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Cavemen have just completed, a winning football regular season here. So congratulations to the coaching staff. Ended at 5-4. But kind of a slide here at the end of the year, and that seemed to start with Sprague, whom you seemed to have on the ropes, and then lost by 1 point at the very end. What's the psyche on this team right now?
You know what? It's been positive for this week, so I think we're on the turnaround on this. What the biggest thing I feel has been the heel, you know, our Achilles heel right now has been that Sprague game. But I feel like this week we've been kind of, you know, getting ourselves out of that. I feel like we are coming out of hibernation right now.
So okay.
It's kind of a cool little thing to see these guys, man. I feel like we're back in week one right now, doubles week, where the excitement of just being able to get out there, put football pads on, and the excitement to go against people has kind of been reborn right now. So I'm excited to see this happen this week.
Well, it's time to happen right now because we're doing, I think, the first home playoff game since 2016 or 17, something like that?
I think almost 14.
14? Was it 14?
It's been about 10 years.
Against Madison.
Yep.
Against Madison. We lost that one. But we'll put that one aside, right? You just got to make up for that one.
I think that we can. I think that this group right here is definitely looking forward to, you know, having this. This is something we talked about in the beginning of the year with our senior leadership, you know, and their goals. And we're already there for one of them, you know, as a team we put together is making the playoffs. And our second goal was to have a home playoff game. And our third goal was to get out of the playoffs or out of the first round of playoffs and get into the second round. So I think we're heading a good direction right now. I think that these guys are ready. They're, you know, hungry right now. More than ever, because I feel like the desire there with them has definitely changed this week.
Jamison, take me through the regular season, the whole season here, because we started with an away game against North Medford, which felt kind of strange to begin with, taking on a traditional rival that early in the season. That was pretty tough, and although it was a loss, I think everybody came away feeling that we could have won that game and we're going to do better.
Totally.
And then we did better, and went and ripped off five in a row.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I think that that game, you know, especially when we talk about it, that was our coming out. I think that North Medford was poised to be better than what we saw on Friday night. I think that what we saw with the kids was a whole different routine. They came out ready to go against North Medford, and I feel like when we were firing on all cylinders, there was nothing they could do to stop us. The only ones that really stopped us, and, you know, it's what we always talk about, not leaving it in the refs' hands, but I feel like the refs kind of pushed us over a little bit and gave us a couple things that probably shouldn't have went our way, but in the end, it's what it is. But these guys really were able to know that they could play with the top talent. At the time, I think that North Medford was number 10. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to go over there and really give it to a team that's ranked at number 10, you know, the confidence builds on all that. So I think that with that and, you know, knowing the next couple of opponents and then being at home, which playing at home is such a huge factor for us because Mel Ingram is just something else to play at. And every team that's ever came here, that's the number one thing. They're just, they're in awe. They don't know what to do when they're here. You know, the lights are bright. We have a band. It's really like a game day, college day atmosphere. And, you know, having that in our back pocket was really huge this year.
When a team that is not used to Mel Ingram comes in, and you're getting ready for the opening coin toss, and suddenly they come out early, and I know the fans come out early, and they front. So what do you need all of these reserved seats for? And that's wait a minute, something important is happening here, folks. Here comes that triple topping pizza. Oh golly!
Ooh, look at that!
All right. And there are the spuds that goes with it. Once you get $26.99, you'll feed a lot of football players with that one here. And if you got some players around here who want to jump into that, give them a high sign.
I'll definitely share it with them. I'm looking at that right now. My cholesterol levels are going up.
You can so. You can stake out your share right now.
Definitely. No, this looks great.
Talking about Mel Ingram Field, the fans come in and they find out all of these reserve seats there. Why do you need that many good reserve seats? And then suddenly they're filled. And as the players are coming out on the field, particularly the visiting teams, and they're seeing all of these fans on both sides. And we don't see crowds like that anywhere else we go.
No, not at all.
We just don't. And you're so close to them. And then the band starts coming in with its numbers at both ends of the field. And I see lots of helmets going left and right and just taking the whole thing and trying to figure out what's going on. It's the atmosphere at Mel Ingram Field.
Our atmosphere is very electric down there. I've always believed when you come in here, you're not just playing us. You're playing, you know, our whole crowd. It's like the 12th man, you know, over there in Seattle. We have our 12th man here, and it's all the cavemen. It's all our community. It's this town. And so... you know, having our home game, having our crowd with us is something spectacular. That even the away teams, man, when they come here, they enjoy coming here. I mean, like, everybody wants to come in here and, you know, beat us, obviously, with this size of a crowd. But at the end of the day, you know, it always works against them. The noise is crazy. You know, when you're on the field, if you haven't been on the field, when we're on a drive and it's a, you know, fourth and four, and, you know, obviously we're going to go for it because we're like that high rolling stakes. And so it's just you don't get it anywhere else. And that feeling of pride to be able to carry that around for the players has been huge this year.
Now, we've talked about Mel Ingram Field and the impact that it has on the visiting team. Tell me about the impact it has on our own players. You're playing at home in front of that environment.
You know, I haven't yet to see any of the teams that I've coached here at Grants Pass, you know, break because of our crowd. I think one thing that's very unique about our kids is they know it. They've seen it. They've grown up, been kids. They've brought through themselves through it. They know what the pressure is. They know what the crowd brings. And so at the end of the day, you know, when they come in there and they're on the lights, it's not really anything to them. They're pretty poised. The energy that they give off is not an energy that you can actually, like, just take as a player. And so their energy that they give off is just refed back into our team and then into the stadium. So I think that the boys do a really, really good job of keeping poised with how many eyes are on them. And, you know, they make a mistake. They're making a mistake in front of a lot of people. And when they do make a mistake, it's like they just shrug it off. I feel like they do a really good job of just letting things go. And, you know, I've been, you know, in the spot where it's been negative, and, you know, the kids know it's been a negative time for them, and they've just been able to just come through it and battle through all the negativity and not let the crowd get to them too much. So, but I've been on the other side where it's been real positive, and holy smokes, when it's really positive, man, our talks after the game got to be so quick because, you know, people are trying, they're biting at their ankles to get in there and run on the field and celebrate with the team. So,
and then people don't want to leave when it's
over. No, they don't.
They want to extend that feeling for a long time.
They do. And you know what? If we kept the lights on, they'd extend it all the way until the next day. And so, it's really cool. It's really unique. Like I said, there's no other place in the state. We were playing about a couple weeks ago up at Sheldon, you know, and them being as good as they are and knowing the talent that they have, still the atmosphere wasn't even close to what we have down here.
Does not compare.
Not even close. So it was very cool to see that, you know, we could be in last place and our community will still back us and come watch the kids. And it's really cool to see that.
No question about that. Now, we really got off on that little tangent there, and that's great that we share those feelings that you have and the kids have with Mel Ingram Field. But we're just coming back and talking about playing at home for a while, and you guys got on a roll there where you were averaging over 45 points a game for the next five games.
Yeah.
Really got into a – what was that like in the locker room and in practice and with the teams on the field during a game?
The locker room, that was just, you know, to experience that and be on a winning side of things with these guys, the locker room has just been ecstatic. They walked around with confidence, you know, and then, you know, that confidence carries into their everyday school life. And, you know, when you're winning and you're winning like that and you're scoring that amount of points, when you come to practice, it just makes it a lot easier, you know. When you come to practice for 2 hours and you know you're going to be there, even though we practice in the morning, you're going to show up and you still know that, like, we're on the winning side. We score 40 points. Like, whatever we're doing right now is working. We need to make sure that every day is like that. And so, you know, their excitement to be at practice was definitely there. The whole atmosphere of, you know, the team was definitely in a positive run. And so, you know, I can't say that I've felt this way in the past couple of years, you know, just because, you know, we've had our run-ins, you know, we've had some down times and down years. So to have this feeling is just, it's something new for me for sure. It's something new for a lot of these kids, but it's also great because this class is, you know, they've had that unfortunate, I guess, stigma of being the COVID class. And, you know, and these guys, they didn't have an eighth grade football year. You know, they just kind of had a mumbo jumbo kind of season. So when they came as freshmen the following year, you know, that's when they started playing football again. And so it's unfortunate that they got a whole year robbed of them of football. And I feel like if they would have had that year, I would love to see what 5 years in a row of football would have done. So, you know, it's reteaching the wheel again, you know, and getting it going. But these kids are taking everything that we've done this year and just, you know, been grateful and appreciative of it all.
All right, you got through those five games. Great run. And then a great battle against Sprigg.
Yeah.
Went right to the very end and lost again, scored 40 points again. Lost by one, and that seemed to be the Achilles heel, and came up against one of the best teams in the state.
Yep.
There's no question about what Sheldon has, but it looks like the psyche has been at least bruised, and that's why I asked about that earlier, and you say it's coming back. Can you take me through those three games there that we've, you know, the Sprigg and the Sheldon and the West Siglum?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like right now that was like round, you know, 6, 7, and 8 right there. And, you know, in a boxing match, you're going to take those body shots. And I feel like we took some body shots in those that kind of got us down. But, you know, for me, it's how you're going to finish. And it's for these guys right now, that's what we're looking forward to, is how we're going to finish. And, you know, rounds 9, 10, 11, 12, those are the most important ones to get into. So,
and they're just ahead, aren't they?
I think they are just ahead right now. And I feel like they're ready for those rounds. I feel like those are rounds that we're going to definitely win. We're definitely going to give more of a shot than we've done in the past, obviously, because this is definitely a different feeling for us. And we got to. We have nothing really to lose right now with these guys. I mean, they've already surpassed a lot of their goals that they've set for themselves season-wise and team-wise. And so, you know, now we're into a whole new season. And like I said, we're going to rounds 9, 10, 11, 12. So we'll see what happens there.
It's playoff time, folks. Stay tuned. We'll talk about what's going to happen next Friday night, this coming Friday night, and then the consecutive Friday nights after that. That's all in the plan right now. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Welcome back, everyone. Caveman Corner continues here. We've got Assistant Coach Jamison Davis here with us talking about what we've done this football season so far. Regular season's over. Winning season, 5-4 is the record. But now we're looking to add on to that. And this coming Friday night, you're hosting the Sunset Apollos. And they come in with not as near good as record. I think they're ranked 24th or 25th in the state.
Yep.
So what do we know about this Sunset team? What do you expect from them?
Well, we expect a lot of, we've been planning for a lot of read option. They definitely like to run the ball. Their strong point is running. Their weak point is passing. So if we can get them in defense-wise and we can get them to pass the ball a little bit early, I think that's going to be on our list to get done defensive-wise. I know offensive-wise, you know, we're really fast at everything we're going to do. High-powered, you know, we play with excitement. And if we don't have that excitement, you know, it's kind of hard for us to get going. So everything that we do is going to be dynamic and downfield and in your face. And so I think that we're going to try and jump out. Our game plan is to jump out on these guys really quick and, you know, go from there and force them to pass the issue. I mean, offensive-wise, if we can score a bunch of points, they're going to pass to try and catch back up, and that works more into our favor. I believe our secondary is better than their receiving core. Our line is definitely more athletic and stronger than these guys. They don't really like to move very much. I think that where everything falls in line right now is all the cards are set for us to win this one.
I was quite frankly surprised to hear you say it's a running team, and I've not had some time to do a lot of research on the Sunset Apollos, but I was able to pull up a game on Max Preps.
Yep.
And all I saw was this young quarterback throwing to about four or five different receivers, including a big tight end they've got. Mm-hmm. So what is their ratio, do you know, from the pass to run?
Well, from the last game that we looked at, which was Jesuit, and then they played previous to that, Beaverton.
I think it was a Beaverton game that I saw.
Yeah. When we watched Jesuit, which is their most current game, they ran a lot. And it ended up being about like 70-30, 60-40 with the pass ratio to run ratio. Their running back and their quarterback is actually their biggest weapons. So keeping the ball in the quarterback's hands and just running their option is where they're going to probably land with us and try and run what our week's been is, you know, been counter and stuff like that. So it's not a bad thing. You know, I just think that that's what they're going to pick up if they watch our last couple films is, you know, what our weaknesses are.
Running back, I want to say number 5.
Yes, yeah. I think it is number 5.
Number 5. What do we know anything more about him other than his number and he runs with his head down?
No, not too much. It's kind of hard to see those leagues up there because the way this ranking system works, you know, we're playing a team who's only had 3 wins, I think, 3 or 4
right.
wins, not even that. But the way that the collie system and all that kind of just falls in, it kind of messes with everything. You got teams that are in the bracket with us that are 1-8, 2-7, you know, and they made it. I mean, last
and they made
year,
it in the top 28 yeah. teams in the state. Yeah.
Last year we were the same way. We fell into it, so it's kind of deceiving to see where these teams really are with their record and you know what they have, what they've had to call and stuff like that. So it might have looked like they were passing a lot early, but you know their passes weren't as successful as their run games were. But obviously, when you get down, the quickest way to score is a pass, and so I'm pretty sure that that's where that kind of got deceiving on that side.
Okay, so we're looking at an infantry attack essentially here coming from the Sunset Apollos. Are we ready for that? You said the matchups look pretty good for Grants Pass.
Yes, I believe we are. Like I said, I think these guys, they've came out of the little slumber that we've had. But I think that they really are. This week has been a really good week of practice. We are firing on all cylinders right now, D-line wise and linebacker wise. And like I said, I think our DBs are better than them. So, we should be able to put out a good showing and get that win this weekend.
All right. How do we match up? Who's going to control the line of scrimmage?
Oh, we are.
Oh, well, no question about it?
There's no question
offensively
about it.
Offensively and defensively.
Both. I feel like I'm very confident. You know what? I'm never going to not go into a game and be not confident in our own guys until they, punch us in the mouth and show us otherwise. We're winning every game in my mindset.
All right. Early on, the run game, our run defense was probably an Achilles heel. At least that's what a lot of teams thought, and they kept coming through that same hole time after time again. And I know that's been worked on and shorn up, and are ready for the run game that they are going to show up. You're saying yes, we are.
Yes, because I think that they don't have any answers for us on our passing game. I think that our offensive skills guys are just that much better than they are, and I feel confident in us to be able to put up a bunch of points this week.
Right. It looks like through the last three games that a lot of teams out there figured out if I confuse my defense, if I disguise my defenses and I blitz a lot, I can get Grants Pass back on its heels. Is that a fair assessment of what's happened in the last three games?
Oh, yeah. It really is. And you know what? With that, with, some linemen that we've gone against that are actually really, really good, they play way more aggressive, and... there's been some things.
Guys going to Boise State and the Ducks.
Exactly.
Yeah, yes.
so that's just a whole different type of player. That's a whole different type of speed, and yes, they really showed out, their talents and stuff like that. But, I feel like I said, I feel like we were just kind of in a little bit of a slump with ourselves, and it kind of just carried on. And so I really feel like we're going to get out of it and pick up those blitzes, pick up everything that's going to be coming our way.
All right. So we're going to work more on holding those blitzes back and giving our young quarterback just a little more time to focus in on Mr. Hill or Mr. Breivik downfield, right?
I know. Well, that's the same guy, but, it's Johnson or Breivik Hill. Those are our two guys right now, and, those guys they're playing out of their minds, especially Isaac coming back from last year, and he didn't get anywhere near the numbers. He's had back injuries, and he's kind of been, going through a rough one. But for him to come through and really just, set up the team with his receiving skills has been great to see. And Breivik Hill has just been unbelievable to watch. Breivik, I'm always open. Hill has just been a guy that's.
Is that his middle name? I'm always open.
Oh yeah, he is. I'm always open.
is that his line?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So it's really cool to see him play out there. It's really gives a lot of for the upcoming future. The future, it just shows that we're going to be really talented there.
Now you've got Power back as a running back, and he picked up his 100-plus yards again in the last game against West Salem. So how important is that running game in order to set up the passing game?
It's very important, especially how we dial in our plays. We have to hit them, with at least 3-4 yards, and Powers is a very patient back, and he comes in the hole and makes sure that he's, seeing where he needs to see, and then he breaks one. He's definitely, had his bumps and bruises, but he's picking them all the way up, and I feel like he's ready for this week, too.
His acceleration appears to me to be extraordinary. Just one little hole, and he's gone.
Yep.
How unusual is that for a high school running back? I know we've got guys who can run hard and run with their head down and run strong, but with his acceleration and what appears to be vision of the field, is that what sets him apart a little bit?
It is, and it's rare that you see a sophomore doing that. And so for him to be a sophomore and having those, attributes about him, it's very rare in that spot. But you see all that stuff when you are, towards your senior year. and you start to see players like that start to come and blossom, and they start to do that. He's doing some stuff that, you know, at his age, when he becomes a senior, it's going to be really fun.
You got him for two more years.
I got him 2 more years, yeah. And so I get the pleasure of being able to coach him too, and it's awesome to see his growth already.
Coach, you're just exuding confidence about going into this game on Friday night here. And we certainly appreciate that, and I get the feeling that it's coming from an area of knowledge and expertise and experience that you're really looking forward to this as a great opportunity for the Grants Pass Cavemen, isn't it? Yep. Am I reading that right?
Oh, yeah. It's 100%. I'm very confident with these guys right now. One thing that is very, very different, like I said, is this week's practice. Everything has just been firing on all cylinders, you know, and I could be everybody, be, you know, the skeptical ones. Oh, well, don't do that. Knock on wood, this and that. But I think it's due. And I think these boys are due for one. And I really do feel that this group of kids, this group of young men are going to put it together, and they're going to come out, and we're going to get back to our old ways.
Well, on your home field against a team that is ranked significantly lower than you are, you should be favored. Let's put that one in the win column. Have you looked down the bracket? I know the philosophy is one game at a time, but I don't think a lot of people can just resist the effort to look ahead and see what lies ahead for the Grants Pass Cavemen.
Oh, most definitely. And, you know, as we look at it, you know, the fact that there's a possibility that we could be seeing our rivals that we've already faced this year, you know, is very, 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 you know, possible. So
yeah, that'd be the third round?
Third round, yeah. It'd be a third round neutral site for that game if that was to happen, you know. But they had a tough one with Jefferson, you know. I mean, there's always something that Jefferson brings down to their team. So we'll see what happens there. We'll see if, you know, anybody can get out of that one alive, I guess.
All right, just let me pick your brain on a couple of things here, because both North and South Medford qualified for the playoffs at the same night as home games, and they share the field. So North has gone up to Southern Oregon University to play their game there. I would expect that would be a little more difficult for North Medford to do. I was kind of surprised at that decision. What's your take on that?
Well, I think for both of those guys, North and South, they don't really play at their home field. For them to play at their home field, they travel anyways. Mm-hmm. So Spiegelberg may be their home field, but that's just a locker room and a field. Like, I would consider my home field is where my school is, where we go every day, where we practice, you know, on that would be mine. So I don't think it's going to be too tough. It's right down the way. I mean, it's 15
minutes. They still should
away.
Have good fan support.
They should have massive fan support. I don't think that is going to be a key factor for those guys, just because, like I said, you travel for your home games. Even though the bus ride's 10 minutes, it's 10 minutes from your school there, and you're not. It's not the everyday where you're in your own locker. That's your locker. You call yours. You go back to it. That's just not that case for them. And so I think that they're used to that.
Now, we're in the same bracket the next game, and I don't know the name, so I've got them here, but it really doesn't matter. The key is in the same bracket, the next game that we play, the winner is ranked higher than we are. Lower than we are. So should the higher-ranked team win, we would probably be on the road after winning a first game here.
Yep.
So the possibility of two home games in a row is really slight. Am I reading this right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it's Newburgh and Oregon City, and it's one of those things where Oregon City, they were 1-8, and they made it into the bracket that we're in right now. So, you know, if they come out and they put a showing on, which I think so, that they could. They're in a very, very tough, you know, league themselves anyways. They got West Lynn, you know, all those big-time schools up there. So, of course, they're going to be the small ones, but they get ranked a little bit better because of who they play. But anything can happen. Yeah, they could go and upset Newburgh.
It's high school football. Yeah. Anything could happen on a given night.
Yeah, and so they can go upset Newburgh, and we could have another home game, and they'd come to us.
All right, well, we'll see. All right, Jameson, one thing we need to do on Friday night, just one thing we need to do in order to win, besides score more points.
Execute everything that we plan. Execute all the game plan that we've had out right now, you know, execute from start to finish. You know, everything that we do in the locker room, to, you know, everything we do in pre-practice. We just got to execute and make sure that that's done, you know, more fluently than ever.
There was no hesitation on your part when I asked. You said execute. I kind of expect the kids hear that word execute a lot during practice, do they not?
Yes. That's so the only thing that we should be worried about is executing in practice. I might not be yelling it too much, you know, because I'm the one that's yelling. I'm yelling everything, you know, and so... But the one word that really comes to my mind, and it's been on my mind, is execute, and that's what we've kind of lacked to do a little bit, so.
All right. I can't see what you're doing there. Okay. Oh, now I hear it coming up my ear. That means that we've just got seconds left here in this first half hour. Jameis, I want to thank you very much. Appreciate that. Stick around. Bring us some football players here right after the top of the hour news. Grab a piece of pizza here, and we'll enjoy the rest of the night here. Talk some more football with some young men.
Perfect.
All right. We'll be back right after this. It's the Caveman Corner, live from the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza.
You are listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza. Here on KAJO Grants Pass. The Corner continues after national news.
Future of the United States Supreme Court.
Donald Trump had already appointed 3 Supreme Court justices, and in his second term, he could have a chance to name 2 more. That could mean a high court with a Trump-appointed majority that could serve for decades. The 2 eldest justices, Clarence Thomas, who's 76, and Samuel Alito, who's 74, could consider stepping down, knowing that Trump, a Republican, would nominate replacements. Those replacements might be 3 decades younger and could ensure conservative domination of the court through the middle of the century or beyond. If both men were to retire, they probably wouldn't do it at once to minimize disruption. Haya Panjwani, Washington.
Southern California was lashed by powerful winds Wednesday that fed a fast-moving wildfire, which destroyed dozens of homes and forced thousands of residents to flee, as forecasters warned of the potential for extreme and life-threatening blazes. Those blazes were centered in Ventura and western Los Angeles counties. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,508 points. On more at townhall.com.
So right now, maybe instability of our economy after this election has many worried, and stocks and bonds could be the first to collapse. Countless Americans are turning to the safest store of wealth in human history to protect their retirement accounts: physical precious metals. Gold has been a safe haven asset for generations. At Premier Gold, we specialize in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other types of retirement accounts convert their vulnerable paper assets into physical gold to protect their hard-earned savings. Today, we'd like to send you a free gold election kit to help you decide if this is right for you. Call 606-800-8000 to claim yours. Act before the election to take advantage of the current rollover policies, allowing for a quick and seamless transfer into physical gold or silver. Don't let the outcome of this election influence the fate of your financial future. Call 606-800-8000 now. Premier Gold is not a financial advisor. Please consult with your advisor before investing. Call 606-800-8000.
Illinois Valley Building Supply is more than a building supply, hardware, feed, pet, and garden store. Family operated since 1973, Ivy Building Supply is where people go when they need expert advice and quality products. Here's a look at what's on sale this week. Come in this week and save $70 when you buy a Milwaukee M18 half-inch hammer drill driver, 2 battery kit, and an accessory worth $24 or more. You can also save $70 when you buy an M18 quarter-inch hex impact driver, 2 battery kit, and accessory worth $24 or more. Or you can save $100 when you purchase a Milwaukee M18 Fuel 3/8 inch mid-torque impact wrench with friction ring and an accessory worth $24 or more. Sale prices limited to stock on hand, no rain checks. Ivy Building Supply is full of friendly people to give you all the how-tos on all your projects. You'll find Illinois Valley Building Supply at 434 Caves Highway in Cave Junction. Ivy Building Supply, where the best do it best.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, of the Caveman Corner, coming to you live and direct from the Beacon Drive, Abby's Pizza here. And we have about half our pizza's gone right now, but I expect that we'll get some help with that here shortly. Jameson Davis, you brought us some football players tonight. Who all did you bring along with you here? Coach, lean right over here and tell me who our guests are tonight.
We got Toshomi Dawson, and then Trey Alderson, and Adiz Miranda.
All right. Let's see. Let me get that name right. Let's see. Aris? Did I get that right? Adiz?
Yeah.
Like the D in it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Adiz Miranda, let's see. You're a safety, are you not?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, tell me about your experience as being a Grants Pass caveman. How long have you been wearing the blue?
Since freshman year.
You're a senior too, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
I've been wearing it since freshman year. It's been like my dream playing for Grants Pass. I've gone to all the games since I was little. I've always wanted to play for this high school.
Did you come out of North or South?
South.
Came out of South Middle School?
Yep.
Okay. So you wanted to get away from the green and wear blue, is it?
Yeah.
That was the dream?
Yeah, I was pretty stoked.
All right. So you've been playing football since what? You were a tyke?
Probably like six.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Where did it come from? How did it start?
I don't know.
Brothers? Dad?
None of my family really played football. My dad used to play soccer for Grants Pass.
Yeah?
And he wanted me to play soccer. And then I played for a little, and then I kind of stopped. And then I decided to play football. And he was okay with it. And, he's always helped me. He's always been there, so.
All right. Well, tell me about your experience as a senior this year. How's your football season been?
Oh, it's been amazing, actually. Last year, we didn't really do so good, but this year we definitely improved a lot from the team, our team bonding and all that stuff, and our coaches and all that stuff. It's been a one journey.
You mentioned team bonding. Tell me about that, because I know it's been a whale of experience from last year to this year.
Mm-hmm.
What has made the difference? And the first thing you mentioned was bonding.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is the atmosphere around this team? Where did that bonding come from?
I think last year some of the coaches realized that we didn't really have enough bonding. So this year we wanted to change it and do more team bonding. I know earlier in the summer we did a senior trip for 2 days up in Shasta. And then we've been to a movie one time to go watch the Twister movie. And I think we're having another one tomorrow to go watch the Venom movie.
Oh, you're going to... Okay, all right. Yeah. This team building, and I see lots of posts on Facebook about team dinners. Is there one every week?
There's one every Thursday.
Every Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. So where are you going to eat tomorrow night? Do we know yet?
Do we know? Oh, yeah, we're doing the movie.
Oh, it's the movie tomorrow.
Yeah.
Just going to the movie.
Yeah.
The whole team goes?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Everybody pays their own way?
Tickets are paid for. We can just buy our own snacks, our own popcorn, all that stuff.
All right. Well, Venom, all right. I expect to hear about Venom.
Yeah. I heard it's really good.
Okay. All right. Now, as a senior, you probably got your whole life planned out in front of you, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's next for Adiz?
I definitely do want to go to college for either engineering or real estate, either SOU or RCC, somewhere to stay close and around town.
Why engineering?
What's
your motivation for that?
There's always a different bunch of engineers, but there's ones where I want to work on cars because I am a car guy. I do like cars, so I do want to get involving with car mechanics and all that stuff.
All right. Well, what's your favorite car?
I got a couple. I like a BMW M3.
Oh, well, yeah. BMW M3 is fine. What are you driving? Do you drive right now? Do you have a car right now?
Yeah, I do.
All right, what do you have?
I have a Toyota Corolla right now.
It's not exactly an M3, but it's solid transportation. What have you done to it?
Nothing, really. Hopefully, I do get some new stuff to put on it, and then hopefully later on I can buy my own dream car.
Oh, okay. And that dream car, is that going to be the Beamer?
Yeah.
That's
going to
be the Beamer. That's a nice dream.
Yeah.
Nice dream.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. In order to achieve that dream, what are you going to have to do? You said college around here is close. Is football going to be part of that scheme too?
I don't think so. I think after my senior year, I think I'm going to hang up the cleats. Because I always wanted to be in engineering. It was always my dream when I was little too. And now, since the time's getting closer, I've kind of made my mind saying, I don't think I'm going to proceed with football. I definitely want to follow my own dream with engineering.
All right. What are you studying right now in high school in order to achieve that dream and take a next step towards that?
Right now, I'm doing automotives too right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing engine stuff and all that. And we're getting disabling engines and all that stuff. So we get it deep inside in the engine.
Oh, okay. How important is computers to being an automotive engineer right now? or just working on a car, how important is knowing, understanding the computer operations?
I don't know. It's a little different between computer and cars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
New cars have multiple computers throughout them, don't they?
Yeah, some do. Well, like the electronic cars. Yeah, like, I feel like that would be, like, a little different between later on, because I feel like there's going to be electric cars everywhere, and I feel like it's going to be weird working on, you know, like Teslas and all those stuff.
Oh, I like the internal combustion engine, and I think you do too, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, when you're not playing football and you're not thinking about engineering or working on your Toyota, what do you do for fun? Is there something you really like to do?
Sometimes I'm mostly like a stay-at-home person, or sometimes I'll just go hang out with my friends, but mostly I'm always home. I either just hang out with my family, or like we'll just watch a movie or I'll watch football and stuff.
Big family?
Yeah. We got big.
How big?
I'm the older brother out of the two, and it's just me and my mom and my dad.
Okay, all right. You're the older brother. Is that extra pressure on you?
It is. It is extra pressure. Okay. You have to be the model. You got to show, like, what they have to do later on in life and, you know, be that example. So
you can be the bully, too, huh, occasionally?
Sometimes, yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, thanks very much. Good luck. I'm going to move on down here. It's Trey. Trey, lean right into that microphone, Trey.
Yeah. So,
and your last name?
I'm an Alderson, so Trey Alderson. So
Trey. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. You're a senior also.
I am a senior. Okay. Yeah.
Now, which Alderson is your father now?
So my father's name is Casey Alderson.
All right. And did he play football somewhere?
I think he played at the high school.
I think he did too.
I'm not totally sure, but I'm almost certain he played at the high school.
You got an uncle too?
Yeah, I do.
All played at the
he. They all.
I think I broadcast all their
games. Yeah, my family's been through the high school, so yeah.
All right. Trey, let me see. You're defensive back right now?
I'm a safety. So
you're
for safety,
right?
Yeah.
You're a safety.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And obviously, you're wearing your blue, and from your lineage, I'm assuming that you've been wearing blue your whole life.
I've been a K-man my whole life. I was born into it, and my mom's been a teacher at the high school, and my whole family's gone through the high school, so it's meant a lot to me.
What's your first memory of going to Mel Ingram Field?
Ooh, first memory would probably be the 2014 season or 15. When they went undefeated.
Oh, yeah?
I remember watching all those games, and it was always so cool to just watch them.
Now, how old were you then?
It's probably about 6 or 7. I was really little.
All
but,
right.
Yeah.
So you were the kid, when the game was over, was running around on the field.
Yeah.
That was you.
Yeah, that was always me. During halftime, we'd be running around. End of the game, we'd be running around. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
All right. Now, you're a senior also, so take me through your journey getting into your senior season, your football journey.
So, I've always liked football, and I've always played. My dad coached me all throughout middle school and elementary school, so I've always been a big football. My family's a big football family, so as a kid, I played flag football, and then I got to middle school. I went to North, so I played there, but I played offensive line, so kind of a different now, but I just enjoyed running around with my friends and playing football with everybody. So, and then I got to freshman year, and then I switched to receiver because I got a little taller, and I was like, okay. And then started running around with them, and it was so much fun to be around with the older kids. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool because they were winning that my freshman year. They had a good year, and then next year, the year after that, they had a really good year, too. They also went deep in the playoffs. So I was like, this is kind of fun. So just stuck with it. And then I'm here now, and it's kind of been best time of my life. So.
All right, tell me about your senior year. Start at the beginning of the season. What's it been like, this transition? Well, you've been, and I asked this earlier, too, because you both went through last year and to this year, and he mentioned team bonding. Tell me about team bonding this year from your perspective.
So last year our senior class was, and we talked about this, last year we had a meeting with the incoming seniors, so our class now, and we kind of had a talk of, like, what they were just kind of lacking a little bit, and it wasn't on them. It was kind of just, like, what happened. So we didn't want that. We wanted something more. So we thought it would be a good idea to get together every once in a while and just talk and really get to know each other, so we'd be tighter as a group, so we could function more, like, better, and then we could also, like, work together as a team, more of a team and not individually.
What's been the best part of that? And we know part of it. We know about the trip to Shasta and the nightly dinners and going to the movies. What's the best part of that? What has really worked for you?
I really like team dinners we do, because that kind of gets everybody under one house and we get to all eat together. So like it's fun because we just get to sit around a table and talk about whatever's going on in the world. So that's kind of the best. And then our senior trip at Shasta was a lot of fun too.
Tell me about the best meal that you've been served here.
I don't know. Pick one.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't want to brag, but my dad does make the best pulled pork in Oregon, so.
But we
also had, Adiza's was good, and then another good one we did was at Braden Reese's house. We had chili there. That was really good, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a bad one?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Valor is... discretion is always the better part of valor, and when a question like that comes up. All right, you're a senior. What are your plans?
Well, I am planning on going to Oregon State following my family. My whole family went to Oregon State, so I'm probably going to end up at Oregon State. I just applied a couple weeks ago, so I'm waiting on that. And then we'll see how that plays out, and then hopefully I can go there.
Oh, all right. So you want to be a Beaver, all right? Well, good luck with that. What are you going to study?
Right now, I want to study environmental science and, like, wildlife, fish and wildlife there, because they have a good program at Oregon
All right. To what end? What career direction are you headed in?
I would like to be a marine biologist, or another one I thought about would be, like, fish and game warden. So anything that just gets me outside.
You want to be outside with the wildlife?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I can certainly understand that when you're not playing football or studying wildlife. What do you do for fun? What do you do to relax? What do you do to get away from football?
Really, to get away from football, I spend a lot of time at the river. I fish, and I also am a big golfer. I grew up in a golfing family, so I just anything to get me outside.
Okay, what's your handicap?
Oh, I don't. I think right now I'm at a 4, so not great. But
who is it? Is it Brevik? It's got a 2 handicap.
Brevik is really good. He's been a lot of help.
All right, are you guys competitors on the golf team?
Yeah, we go back and forth every day, so it's a lot of fun.
All right, well, good. Enjoy. All right, thank you very much, Trey. All right, now let me get this name right. Is it Tashomi? Tashomi. Yeah. Okay, I got that right. Tashomi Dodson.
Yep.
And let me see. You're a cornerback too?
Cornerback, yep.
Okay. Tell me about your football history here. Where did you start, and how'd you end up here?
I started at flag football. I really enjoyed that. All my friends played flag football, and then I went to North Middle School, played all my years there, and then started at the high school, and then all the way up to my senior year, haven't stopped.
Oh, all right. All right, I've asked each one of these guys, and now you tell me, the bonding situation of this team seems to be sky high now.
Yes, yeah, I would say it's we're very together. We have a large senior class, and we all know each other. We've been playing with each other for a long time, and we get along well.
Is there one thing you can point to where that bonding really came together for you?
I think it was last year. We didn't have the success we wanted, and we knew if we wanted to have the success that we've had this year, that we needed to do something. And what we did was we started talking about it early on in the season, preseason, and we figured out what we needed to do.
So this started for you as a junior then?
Yeah.
That bonding situation?
Yeah.
Okay, and it proceeded into this year.
Yeah.
Did you share that with the coaches, or were the coaches part of it?
The coaches knew that last year that we needed to get together so that we could go into this year and have a successful season. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how much input did the students have, or the players have, into this bonding plan that seems to have really taken off?
I mean, I think that the coaches did a really good job of plan, like, senior dinners, stuff like that, but... us as a senior class, I mean, we've known each other for at least 4 years, and we've known each other from, like, beyond that. But, we've just all been great friends for a long time. We all hang out, even if it's not football season, so that really helps.
All right, when you're not hanging out for football, what are you doing?
Well, I like pick up basketball. I'm not very good, but that's a joy of mine. I like hiking. I like going out.
Where do you hike?
Where do I hike? My dad owns some property out, what is it? Past, I can't think of it.
Oh, well, that's all right.
He owns a large piece of property, and we always hike that or just walk it. But, yeah.
Okay. All right. What are you studying now?
What I want to do is I want to do marketing. Marketing.
Really?
Yeah. So I'm applying for colleges now, and I really want to go into business marketing or retail marketing. Just because my uncle, he lives up in Portland, he's a high up in a Nike sales team, and so I've known him for forever, and we've always talked. He's given me tours of the headquarters up there and everything, so it's just something I'd like to follow in his footsteps.
Oh, no doubt. If you can follow right into Nike there.
Yeah.
A job share or a job shadow, a possibility there for you?
Yeah, yeah. So we've been talking about it forever, and that's really what I want to do.
All right. Now, tell me about marketing specifically. What is marketing here in terms of?
Just like advertisement. That's what he does. He does advertisement. He worked at Converse for a long time. That's where he started, and he worked his way up, so now he's like he's the head of the marketing team up there for a certain division, and he runs ads. He helps like find the demographic of who wants the shoes and what they want, and that's just kind of what I want to do.
All right, so you got to know the product, you got to know who wants the product, but
yeah.
You got to reach that person too.
Yeah.
In your mind right now, what's the best way to reach that person?
I think social media is probably the best way, honestly, or some of the sneaker apps.
Radio. Radio.
Radio. Radio might be a good one.
just that's what's known as shameless promotion here.
Yeah. Just anywhere you can get eyes or ears, I mean, that's probably the best.
Oh, all right. Let's go back to football here for just a little bit. Big game coming up on Friday night.
Yeah.
This is the first home playoff game in like 10 years.
Yeah.
For the Grants Pass Cave. One, how do you feel about it? And two, do you have a specific designation, that specific assignment that you've got to follow through with?
I think we're feeling pretty confident going into this one. I mean, we're a higher seed, so we're expected to go in there and win. I think we can do that. And I think we got to play a complete complete game. We got to play all four quarters, and you know, just we got to get back to the basics.
Okay. Do you have a specific assignment?
I'll be playing defensive back, so I just can't let up any deep balls. Play in the run if needed. Yeah.
All right. So on the defensive side, that means that you're going to have some contact.
Yeah.
How do you handle a contact?
I mean, you just got to get low and head first.
Okay. All right. I could ask you your size. How tall? How big?
5'8", probably like 150.
Okay.
Not the tallest guy.
Not the tallest guy. Not the heaviest guy.
No.
So, you got to get low in order to get that contact. Yeah. Looks like you handle it pretty well.
Yeah. You got to get low. There's way bigger players out there. Way heavier players.
Is that a challenge for you?
Sometimes it can be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I want to run down the line here, and I'm going to go back to Trey for just a second, ask him those same two questions. Do you have a specific assignment for this Friday night against the Sunset Apollos?
I think me personally, we play more of a special teams, so I just got to get out there, and if I need to go in at safety, I'll go in there and do my best, and really we just need to stop the run as a team. Kind of all year our pass game has been really good all year, so we just got to shut down the pass game, and then once they start running the ball, we just got to be able to shut that down. So I think as a team, we need to shut it down.
Aditz, you have a special assignment for this Friday night?
Yeah, honestly, anytime I go out there, I just want to put the best I can out there. I want to be like that one player who puts 110% out there half of the time. So hopefully we can just come out with a win, play how we usually play, and see how it goes Friday night.
All right. I didn't ask anybody here. Do you play any other sports?
No, I do not.
Okay. Why not?
I did track for a while, and then I just kind of stopped liking it. And then I did soccer. Didn't really like it. And I just like...
You're a football player.
Yeah. I just wanted to stick with football and nothing else.
Why? Is that the contact or is what is the attraction? What makes that different? What draws you to football?
It's just the family, honestly. Like, our community, like, I love being with my brothers. You know, it's like what Deshaun said, we've been here since freshman year or beyond. So we've always known each other. So, like, this is like a big family towards me. And I just honestly just love playing the sport.
All right, Trey, I didn't ask you, do you play any other sports?
I used to play basketball as a kid, but now I play golf. I'm on the golf team. So.
Yeah, we established that four handicap. I don't want to hear about any more four handicaps, okay? Four handicap. Goodness. Deshaun, you play any other sports too?
I do not play any other sports. This is the one I was best
okay,
at.
Okay, you don't have a low handicap in the golf.
No.
Good.
I don't play golf.
All right. Let's see. Do you want to make a prediction for Friday night? Just tell me.
My prediction is I think we're going to win. That's the prediction.
Why?
Why? I think overall we're a better team. I think if we play to our keys and reads that we should be able to get the job done.
How do you know you're a better team?
I believe in our players. I believe in the senior class. I believe in our underclassmen. And I've seen what they can do against other competition, and I think we can get it done.
You've seen any film on the Sunset Apollos?
I have, and that's another reason why I think we can win this game.
Oh, okay, all right. Trey, same question for you. What's your prediction for Friday night?
Well, I can't say if we're going to win or lose because it's bad luck, but I think that if we do our jobs right, we play how we have, we started playing the year off, I think that we are a good enough team to compete with anybody in the state, and I think that we can put up lots of points. And we're not going to take Sunset lightly because we know they made playoffs for a reason. So, but I think if we do our jobs right, that it'll be a good game.
All right, Adits. All right. How about you? Prediction for Friday night?
I think we're going to win this Friday night.
You got to give me a reason.
Honestly, if our team does what we usually do, you know, stick with the playbook, stick with our rules and our jobs, you know, communicate on the field, and just do how like we usually do. Go out there and just believe in our brothers and have each other's backs. And
give me one thing you got to do to win on Friday night. One thing.
You got to have your teammates back.
Okay.
At all times.
Trey, one thing you got to do to win on Friday night.
I think we need to play with energy. I think for a couple weeks we've kind of lacked that, but I think if we start playing with energy, I think we'll be.
Okay. Just show me one thing you got to do to win on Friday night.
Do your job.
Your job. Gentlemen, looks like you've all done your job and done your jobs well, and we certainly appreciate your efforts and on Middle Ingram Field. We'll be there on Friday night, so we want to thank you all very much. If you pass that along to your teammates, we'd certainly appreciate that. Maybe we'll get you back here in the next four or five games that you guys win, right?
Yeah,
hopefully. Sure.
Going to be a deep run into the playoffs all the way to the end. So thank you all very much. Pass that along to your teammates here. Did we lose Coach Davis? I think we did. No, it's
him.
So if we can get Jameson back over here. Guys, grab onto the pizza if you're hungry. By all means, that's here to be shared. Jameson has come back over here. Let me grab this one and just pull this over here. And I think you guys know each other. You can be friendly there.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Good luck. We're already at that time. Well.
It's already here.
Pardon me?
We're already at that time.
Oh, we're in the last 2 minutes anyway. last 2 minutes. Your coaching staff just keeps bringing us great kids.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Just
I hope they're great.
But let me tell you, I'm tired of getting these 2 and 4 handicappers on the golf course. You know, they make me feel like an old guy.
They make me feel old every day, and they remind me. Sometimes when I'm playing music, like we were talking earlier, it's just all like, what is this song? Like, oh, man, you guys just never
actually, that
in the
youth
90s.
Will spill over a little bit, won't it? Make you feel young anyway?
I wish. I wish. I'm up in vertical every day with these guys, so I guess that's how I feel young.
All right, well, good. Want to pass along good luck once again and share that with the coaching staff. Long-term, I know the coach is staffing for a deep run into the playoffs, and we certainly hope that happens. But we'll be back here every Wednesday night through the football season and after. Share that too, because we'll be here talking to the kids and the coaches and promoting Cape Man football. Is there one thing you'd like to tell the fans about there, about this football team that they might not have heard about or that we might not have covered, just in case we don't ask the right questions?
You know what? If they haven't heard about it or we haven't covered it, I would just suggest for them to come on Friday and they'll know, they'll see it live. There's not much that we have to worry about covering with these guys. I think they show it really well, and I think that when they go out there and they set foot on the field, they represent everything about Grants Pass and Caveman football.
Thank you, Jamison Davis. We appreciate it. All of you, I want you to stay tuned. You've been listening to the Caveman Corner here live and direct from Abby's Pizza. News is coming up next from the SRN Radio Network, and following that, it's the Dan Lanning Coaches Show from the Oregon Ducks. This has been the Caveman Corner.
You have been listening to the Caveman Corner, brought to you by Abby's Legendary Pizza from their Beacon Drive location. You are invited every Wednesday night through football season to join us in the Caveman Corner.